Governmental Affairs Report by Jeff Tom. A busy legislative session will soon be coming to an end, but an even busier one for CCB will begin very soon. By the time you read this, final action should have been taken on AB 1865, our bill to tighten some provisions relating to attacks by dogs against service animals and the liability of the owners of those dogs for the attacks. It is almost certain that the bill will reach the governor's desk as it did 2 years ago, and we hope that the deletion of some minor provisions will prevent the governor from refusing to sign the bill, as he did on that occasion. This year marked a major victory for SSI recipients when the legislature finally ended the policy that made California the only state in which, for a very small amount of additional SSI, those on SSI could not receive food stamps. Starting in 2019, most recipients will, by receiving CalFresh benefits, have a significant increase in their overall monthly benefit levels. The receipt of food stamps will lessen the pressure on recipients to choose between food and other costs of daily living. The 2019-2020 legislative sessions will see major changes for CCB and will be a very busy one for all of us. First, beginning in the fall, the Governmental Affairs Committee will have new co-chairs, Artis Bison and Alice McGrath. The committee will certainly flourish under their capable leadership. Secondly, I would like to announce that CCB is beginning the process of having a new advocate in Sacramento. For 1 year, I will be mentoring Miss Sylvia Reese, a member of the Capital Chapter, and after that period, she will take over our advocacy duties. Sylvia has attended the ACB Legislative Seminar in Washington, D.C., and has testified several times in Sacramento. You will come to know Sylvia more and more during the course of the next year, and I am sure you will be just as impressed as I am with her ability. Now I'd like to summarize the issues on which we will work during the upcoming state legislative session. Thanks to the efforts of so many of you, we had success in obtaining a $500,000 allocation of funding for the Braille Institute Library. We have been in discussions with both libraries and will be working on a far more comprehensive push for funding next year for both the BIL and the Braille and Talking Book Library. We will focus on outreach to underserved consumers and other areas in which more staffing is necessary. Secondly, in accordance with a resolution adopted at the 2018 convention, we will be seeking adoption of a resolution for a state task force to compile best practices on an array of issues surrounding paratransit services. For a variety of reasons, paratransit policy is a local matter, but we can certainly focus attention on the problems facing their services and provide ideas for change. Another area in which we need to do far more concerns services for seniors with vision loss, both with respect to services specifically targeted to our population and those generally used by all seniors. Toward this end, we would like to emulate Texas's approach by establishing a task force on aging and vision loss. Such a task force could begin to address how better to serve our population and raise the awareness in the aging field of the specific needs that seniors with vision impairments have. With service reductions already occurring due to changes in funding priorities under the rehabilitation system, we need to work harder than ever on behalf of this population. Finally, we are working with the special education community on what we hope will be the first major piece of special education legislation concerning California students who are blind or who have low vision in many years. We hope to introduce legislation that will contain two major components. The first element would be the addition of the Expanded Core Curriculum, or ECC, to state law. The ECC concerns areas including technology, socialization, orientation and mobility, Braille, and others that are specific needs of our students. Secondly, we want to end the school district practice of placing restrictions on off-campus activities that often preclude the ability to provide orientation and mobility services. To say the least, this is a robust legislative agenda that will require work by all of you and collaboration with allies whenever possible. Moreover, success in the legislative arena is often slow in coming and requires perseverance and a capacity to absorb defeats along the way to the ultimate victory, as well as a willingness to accept compromise. However, we have always prided ourselves in overcoming obstacles to the improvement in the lives of persons who are blind or have low vision, and all of these issues need to be addressed. So fasten your seatbelts and prepare to take off on a wild ride toward the finish line of success.